Welcome to Cafe y Chisme. I'm Vicky, and I'm here with...
Franco.
Ivan.
And Myra.
Brew your coffee and join us in today's chisme. Welcome back, listeners. In today's episode, we've got a good one. We're going to talk about the influence of social media on our self-image. This is a topic that essentially impacts everybody these days. It seems like everyone is on some sort of social media platform. I know I have recently been exploring more platforms than I ever did in my life. And I used to think I wasn't as, you know, I obviously wasn't as involved and I didn't think it affected me as much. But now that I am being more involved, I realize it was always affecting me in good and bad ways.
Yeah, I think social media has definitely impacted how we think. It came into my life near the end of high school for me. And I think that really impacted how I viewed myself going into college. Since I started using social media in late 2000s, starting with MySpace, if you remember, you remember. Then going on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you know. So on and so forth, you kind of start to see a trend of what happens in social media and how you start viewing the world as what perfect should be in that social media world. And so for me, it really impacted how I really thought about myself for a long time before my very good friend sat me down and said, "Dude, what are you doing scrolling your phone for so long?" I've been back on it recently because of this podcast. And so I've been really trying to promote the podcast and myself a little bit more through social media. But I'm trying to be as conscious as I was then to not be consumed by it, even though I know I am. And social media doesn't necessarily mean just like the platforms like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X, Y, and Z. YouTube is considered social media. So something to think about.
Do you think that, well, I guess I'm curious to hear from you, like, how did social media in your early years make you feel compared to now?
Sure. I mean, I felt like it was another place to fight for a place in somebody's heart, I guess. Because you were with MySpace, you were always fighting for that top 8. And then whenever you learned how to code, you took out all 8 away, or you put only your top 2, or you extended it to the top 10 or top 20. So it became kind of like another competitive platform. It wasn't just in real life competition. Now it was a digital competition.
Okay. So do you feel like now that there's like, you mentioned like the podcast is the reason why you made a comeback, let's say. Do you feel like having like a positive, like a good purpose changes the way social media impacts you because you have like you're on a mission now versus I'm just on here to explore and see what comes of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that being more intentional with social media really helps me navigate the digital world a little bit better than I did then. I would say that there were a couple instances in my life when social media consumed me, especially like the beginning of it, because it's the brand new shiny thing. You want to be on it. You want to follow everybody. You want to follow the trends. There was a time when I would say like 2018, 2019, and definitely during COVID, I explored it a little bit more, but for self-discovery, it was more like a self-discovery type of thing, trying to find out who I was in the world. And then now, but those two times were more like being consumed by it as opposed to being intentional about it like I am today.
Yeah, I think it's the growth of the technology, social media on both ends, on the technology side and also on your individual growth. Because I'm thinking back at it and, you know, just, you know, even in eighth grade, the whole MySpace thing, I felt like, you know, I was too young for social media.
Oh, yeah.
And it taught me, it did teach me a lot of things, but there was pros and cons. Like you could go in there, like copy this HTML link, post it on there, like kind of get creative with how you wanted your page to look like. And that was like the image that you wanted others to perceive you as. And I mean, it did impact, have a big impact. And obviously as we continued, but I think also the technology, there's more access to other things now that, you know, now, you know, being in my mid 30s, you know, I find myself like, wow, like and just thinking back at the growth of technology and social media itself, like they kind of has shaped how we view the world, how we view ourselves. And it has had a big impact on all of us, I would say. So, I mean, this is crazy to see where all of this has brought us to.
For me, I'm glad that we didn't have it in like middle school or high school. It wasn't as easily attainable. Like I couldn't access it on my phone. I barely had text messaging. Okay. So I had to get like on a desktop to access it. I couldn't be out and have my phone and search all that stuff. So, and for me, it was more in my adult life. Like I didn't get Facebook till I was in college. At the time, Facebook was just for people in college. And so it didn't really consume me then. And so more of mine is now my adult life when I'm more aware and more mature and know how to use it a little bit better.
Something that I recognize in myself is that, like, going just to like the baseline media, I think about like pictures. All of us take pictures on our phones. I'm sure we all have thousands of pictures. I realized over the years that I was very, like, when I was not in a good place in life, I was very hard on myself, like my just physical appearance. And so when I was younger, when I had those moments where I was hard on myself, I thought some pictures from like back in high school, for example, were like horrible of me. That was just my mentality. And then over the years, I look at new pictures and then I look back at those old pictures and I'm like, that was actually great. I don't know why I thought that was bad. Today seems worse, you know? And so I've recognized that like a lot of it can stem. So social media can really affect you if you're not in a healthy state of mind, because it really debilitates you.
Yeah.
And then if you take that image and then you are essentially sharing it with the world, you then now, you know, put yourself out there to everything that comes with it, right? Whether it's other people's opinions, other people's comments, et cetera. And if your mentality isn't strong and you don't have like that, you know, self-belief or self-love, it can be very detrimental to you. So I definitely protected myself up front early on and I didn't post much because I knew, like, you know what? I think I subconsciously knew I'm not in the best place to be like oversharing right now. Maybe at another time.
Yeah. And it's dangerous too. Cause I mean, you can fall into depression, you know, you see high suicide rates, you know, I mean, it's crazy how much of an impact it has. You see all these things like cyberbullying, you know, things that are said in social media platforms, you know, that can be serious crimes, like at schools, you know, things like that. So
in the last few years, I started to spend more time on social media, mainly to get ideas on how to decorate my home, like that. Those are like my interests. So I realized, though, that a lot of those were unattainable and it became just kind of like overconsumption. And it was more like stressing me out and giving me anxiety, because just because somebody has something doesn't mean it was going to look the same in my home or it was going to work for me. And so finally I was like, a lot of this doesn't look right in my home, or like, what am I going to do with it? You know? And so I decided to follow accounts that kind of had the same goal as me. Like, I realized that this was stressing me out. I wanted to spend more time less time cleaning, and how could I do that, you know, to declutter, get rid of stuff, be more mindful of what I bring into my home. And so I started following people that do the same, that have the same interests and do the same things. And then it became really motivating for me. I was inspired by them, and I wanted to like get down to it and start doing that at home. And I realized that it has really helped me to make my, it's more calming at home. It's easier to clean, and it gives me more time to do the things that I enjoy doing.
I can definitely, you know, relate to that. Something I do once a year is usually like the very beginning of the year, I prepare new goals for the whole year. And during that time, I'll go through my social media. I don't have a lot of following, so it's not a lot of work for me. But I'll just go through it, and I will just keep in mind, like, these are the goals I have set for this year. This is where I want my mentality to be. And, you know, there may be accounts that I, you know, like, say, like, you know, brands or stores, et cetera, that I really love. But if one of my goals is budgeting for the year, then I have to do what's best for me. And I need to just, you know, unfollow momentarily until I'm in a good place, because I don't want my favorite brands to get me off of track from my goals. And so that's been like a protective layer. And I think it's awesome that, you know, social media has this option for us. If, you know, and then it's just left up to us to use it, right? Use it, filter what you want. It's like manifesting. When you, you know, think about what you want, manifest it. Same with like your social media, like what you want to see every day, you have control over it. So definitely take advantage of that.
I mean, social media is basically how you want to use it. And one of the things that stands out to me with social media is people will only put things out there that will show them in a positive image. And not, it's not everyone, but the majority that I've seen out there, it's, you know, what they want to be perceived as. And let's be real, right? Like, that's not necessarily true sometimes. So no one's ever going to put, you know, things that may be embarrassing or something out there that is going to make them look bad. But I know with me, I've kind of paid attention to that. And I like that we're doing this podcast and we're having a real discussion about it, because you do want to be careful who you follow. You want to be careful what you're looking at or who you're hearing it from, because that also may not be reality as well.
I agree with you on that. You know, it's important to recognize what is achievable and attainable in life. Otherwise, you are setting yourself up for failure, unfortunately. And it is true. Like, I myself, I'm not going to post the worst days of my life. I find that people probably would not want to see that kind of negativity. But I think I could definitely be present in the world and say, not be negative about it, just be forward about it and say, look, I experienced this. And it hasn't been going great. And maybe ask for, you know, hey, can anyone else relate? Like, you know, kind of turn it around to get something positive out of it. I know, like, I've, you know, you all heard me talking about opening up an account for our pup Dalek. And I got a little jealous because Mr. Dalek here is getting all this love and attention. And it's like, he's only been online for a day.
You can follow him at Dalek the Pitbull altogether.
And, you know, it's interesting. I learned quickly, you know, this has nothing to do with like me specifically. It has to do with like people enjoy pets just as much as I do, which is the reason why I'm putting so much effort into Dalek, for example. So I think also kind of taking out the personal aspect out of it, don't take things so seriously, you know, or personal. Is a really good way to look at it. It's just, you know, people sharing snippets, little snippets of their life, and just understand that it's usually the positive snippets, but there's so much more happening in the background. And even though you may not see the really lows, they do exist for every single one of us.
Yeah, and it's not like a you know, where you look at their life and it's all perfect, and then you start measuring your life based upon that, that's a false expectation. And that's where that can really get dangerous, because then you're going to start to second guess yourself, right? You know, how come, you know, they're doing it and they make it look so easy, but, you know, this is where I'm at. So yeah, that can be really dangerous, I think.
Yeah. Thank you. I feel like I finally get a chance to talk. We all have a lot to say, which is great. I might take that part out, but that's fine. I really like that y'all have a lot to say about this. I think that when you start following people that have this perfect life, we forget that they also had a journey to get there. They also had that moment where they started at the very beginning, like we did. They started at zero. You know, they had to execute on those plans like we were talking about earlier. Is they had ideas. They probably wrote them down. They probably said, how do I get there? They probably went through millions of thoughts, weeks upon weeks of self-doubt, until they realized that no one else is going to do it but me. They executed on it. And then after some time, they got, you know, the 10,000 followers, the 20,000 followers, and so on. And they show you the result, but they don't show you the journey. And I think that's what a lot of people today forget. And I'm one of those, because I'll look at I follow a lot of saxophone pages because I play saxophone, and I see a lot of people that I'm just like, oh my gosh, how does he sound so good? How did he get to that point? And all these things. And then I put myself down. I'm like, I'm not a good saxophone player. I'm not that good. I haven't played my instrument in over a year. I haven't done this. I haven't done that. But reality is, it's just the consistency, you know. They got to 10,000 followers because they were posting 1, 2, 3 times a day. They got, and they weren't just posting anything. They were posting things that they were interested in, right? So that's really where I think social media is a little bit dangerous, because we can go, yay, like you can be happy for that person. You can go, man, that I suck. And I think that's the, like I said, it's a double-sided coin for that. It's a dangerous thing, because it treads a very fine line of look at what I'm doing. And we are very psychological creatures where we think, man, why am I not doing that?
I think one way to like that I have found to protect from that is to have a reason for doing it. You know, if your reason is you want attention, you may be extremely disappointed on social media. And for example, I'm going along with Dalek's little persona, because I realize like he's got a personality, but I love sharing that. I have so many things, like so many pictures and videos of him, and not everybody gets to meet or see him. So I find joy in doing that. And so I find that the most successful people are the ones that just find joy in what they do. And if you just do it because you love sharing, you love having a place to like keep all your memories in an organized, like presentable way, it's something for you. If you're doing it for yourself, everybody else is just secondary, essentially. And if more comes of it, great. But if it doesn't, like you've fulfilled yourself. Like this was for you at the end of the day.
And y'all are both so right, because I think since I've seen you take on his page, like you have enjoyed it. Like I see you enjoy it. I see you motivated to do it. And so I see you work harder on his page than your page.
Sure so, do.
So I see that. I'm like, you're seeing the results of all your hard work. And that's why he's getting more attention, because you're putting more work on that one. You know what I mean? But I think if, you know, you were to do the same thing for your page and enjoy it just as much, that you would see your hard work as well.
I feel like that's a challenge. I like it, Myra. I like it. I want to come back to you, though. I want to talk about you. I've noticed, you know, you had mentioned, we were talking about Reels the other day, Instagram Reels. I don't know if you would agree with me or not. When I had only recently started doing Reels, I was scared to do it. Like when I look at like social media platforms, and I have never used it before, it's a little daunting and scary. It's like, I don't want to push this button and accidentally do this and do that, until you then get into it and you're like a breeze, like you're getting through it. And you, before you know it, oh my gosh, I created all of this content. Did you feel like Do you feel like it's, how do you feel when you see something like an option in social media that you've never used before?
When I first tried to make reels, I really tried, and it was so hard for me. It was so hard for me. And I always wondered, how do people, you know, I did a little bit of research, but I couldn't get it. And I saw other people like putting reels like daily and so quickly. And recently is when I found out that there's an option to help with reels. You know, like you told me about the template or whatever, and that was like really cool and motivating, because it's easier for people like me. I'm not that great with technology, and I think that's what stops me.
Yeah, those little tips, like it's, yes, like I feel like I went to YouTube too, like, you know, how do you do this? And they go, they give you the roundabout, and it's like, come on, just tell me how to get to it. So I love that. We'll just have to keep sharing as we like both start learning and exploring. Like, oh my gosh, did you look at this? Like, because I have found some new things that, like, I found out recently you can schedule reels. Like, you can schedule a whole week, a whole month in advance. And so you could spend one whole day working on reels, and then you're set for the month. It's amazing. So it makes me understand, oh, this is how people are doing it. Like, they're not spending every moment of their life on social media. Like, they sit down, they make a plan, they execute, they have it all pre-planned, and then they sit back and then they just like let it all play out. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's motivating, because like social media, I enjoy it. I do it for fun. I like to share my family, my friends, like things that make me happy. And so I like to look back at that, and like, these were moments that I enjoyed, or, a picture that I liked, or, you know, I just like to share like the positive on my social media. And so I like that there's ways to do that, and I don't have to spend a lot of time doing that.
I also find, like, on the positive side, right? I find that social media really allows people to be creative beyond the points that they ever like expected to be, and in ways that they never imagined. So I think that's an amazing thing for a lot of people, because there are some people who have an amazing talent and they are never recognized in the world. And because of social media, you know, you'll see random people that are like become very popular because they have a gift, they have a talent, and they were finally exposed in a way, in a positive way. And they get the, you know, essentially the recognition that they deserved.
Something that I think about a lot is who am I following that's adding value to my life versus who am I following that's taking away value from my life? So, for example, Gary Vee talks a lot about how social media is a thing for all of us to use and to grow, whether it's our brand, whether it's ourselves, whether it's you're just an enthusiast about so whatever subject you're enthusiastic about. That, I think, is the positive way to use social media, right? So use it to express your joys in life. Because ultimately, I think now I'm going big picture here. Bear with me. The ultimate goal of life is to be happy, I think. And so if we are adding things in our life that we have control over, like social media, that take away from that joy, then we need to tweak that to where it's adding joy and it's adding value and it's allowing us to, you know, get to that point of happiness that we're all searching for.
I love that you said that. I love it because I have learned so much more through social media than I have in certain classes in college. I'll give you an example. I love to use YouTube as like education for me on any topic in the world, literally anything. And it's free to me. It's on my time. And I have the option to find the topic that is being shared or presented to me from an individual that I can understand. So, you know, I could look up a specific topic and it'll be one YouTuber, but if I don't get that YouTuber, I can move on to the next until I find someone. And that's where, you know, a YouTuber essentially develops a community, because if they can present information to someone and they like it and appreciate it, then they're going to follow, right? Beyond that, it's like I learn about things that I didn't know existed. For example, like, you know, products. You know, Myra, we were talking about this. You showed us these, and nobody can see these, but these are Owala cups, essentially. I guess they're like water bottles, right? And Myra took the time, and I keep saying this, you should make a post about these. She took the time. She went to Sam's. She read the box, the labels. I would have gone to Sam's. I would have never stopped, like, to give it a second glance. But it's like I learned, and I'm not going to give you the details. You'll have to go check out and see if Myra posts something about them. I'm giving her a challenge. But I found out some amazing things. This is a water bottle that I use every single day now, and there's a reason why. And so it's like you learn little things from, like, all over the world, because everyone can be on social media and now share this knowledge. And knowledge is power.
Yes. I left this water bottle at the hospital when my brother had his baby daughter, and I was so sad. This is like
has been so sad, guys.
This is like for 2 weeks, to over 2 weeks now. And my dad brought it to me this morning or this afternoon, and I just not letting out of my sight now, because it is the best water bottle ever. So go check out Myra's Instagram. She will post something if she hasn't already.
I can attest to this. Like, I heard a complaint from Franco every single day, and it was just like driving me nuts. I'm like, oh my gosh. Meanwhile, I'm over here like, hey, look at me. I got my bottle.
Hey, fill it.
Yeah, no, I'll say that as well. Like, Myra does a really good job of going out shopping and, like, finding really good things that probably haven't even, a lot of people haven't put any attention on it, and she'll get it, she'll use it, she'll, you know, get the experience, the 411 on it, and then she'll tell her sisters, and then her sisters will tell their friends and their coworkers, and all of a sudden, she doesn't realize it, but she's influenced a lot of people. So I've noticed that not just with the water bottle, but, like, different things where sometimes it makes me laugh, because her sister will come back and tell, oh, you know, my coworker told me about this, and I witness it, and I'm like, dude, like, Myra told you this, like, a couple months ago. How are you now just now discovering it? But that's just one example of, I think she has a lot of great finds, a lot of great ideas as well that she's able to share and people can relate to.
So going back to social media, how are you going to use your powers of finding deals, Myra, to help you in your social media for the positive, right?
I just need to post more, I guess, or talk about it more, because I like, so like I have.
I've been trying to get her to do this for years.
Like, so like with the water bottles, like I like a solution, right? And other water bottles that we had, whether it was like a $5 water bottle or like a $20 water bottle, they were just like, I was having issues with them, right? And I was like trying to get back to the gym and just get my stuff together. And one thing, one little tidbit I'll tell you is that the other water bottles, both price points, whatever, they would smell no matter how much you wash them. Yeah. And no matter what water you used or if you dried it with the top open, whatever. So one day when I was at Sam's, I saw the water bottles and I started looking at the box. And one of the things that got me on it was that it said that it was like smell resistant. And I was like, okay, that was one thing. And then I'll share the rest of my Instagram. Yeah. So I won't give too many details about it, but
what is your Instagram so that the listeners can find you?
A TX home and lifestyle.
All together. Great. We'll put it down in the description so you can find it.
But that's awesome. I mean, just the fact that, like, how you can use social media for, like, a lot of positive things, like, those are probably things that, you know, like, for example, the water bottle, like, people have water bottles, they smell, or they don't last, you know, the temperature doesn't stay cold, like, problem solved, like, here you go.
I tested this water bottle. It stayed cool in 120 degree Texas temperature for like 12 hours.
And I've used it before with just water. Like you put the water in the fridge, right? And then you pour it. And then hours later, no ice, it's still cold.
I just want to say this episode is not sponsored by Owala. We just really love the product.
But if you want to sponsor us, Owala, feel free to reach out.
I definitely want to like expand on that. Like sharing knowledge, sharing information goes a long way. Depending on the information, you could go from, you know, sharing about a really great product that other people are not aware of, and now they can enjoy that product, to literally changing another person's life. And I say that because, you know, unfortunately, not everyone gets an education, for example. So simply having a platform that you can go and obtain that information free of charge is life-changing.
And I agree with you, because right now there's so many other water bottles out there, and the only thing that they share is the name. Like they don't share why it's great, other than maybe like one thing, like it keeps it cold, right? But they don't share, like this specific water bottle has like five different things on why it's a really good water bottle.
One last thing before we close out for today. What is your one tip for listeners out there when it comes to social media and their self-image? I'll go first. Don't believe everything that's out there. Stay authentic and post for yourself.
Mine is, do it because you enjoy it. Do it because it's fun. Once it stops being fun, make a change.
It's okay to put something not so positive, as long as there's a solution like others can learn from.
I would like to say, set your boundaries and stick with them, and use everything that all the different options that social media platforms have to your advantage.
Those are some awesome tips. Thanks everybody for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Toodaloo. Adios. Yay.